Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, Kyle Quinn with you. You guys with us. 215-592-9494 on a Tuesday. Lot to get to. A.J. Brown press conference a little bit later on as he will introduce the guy they gave an extension to. Or I guess not introduce, but, you know, let him talk after a great extension. Eagles stuff. The Phillies with a loss last night. Sir Anthony's in trouble right now in this bullpen. But we got a big one tonight. Elimination game up in New York. Ton to discuss. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Listen, if your significant other is not willing to take a road trip with you at least 15 hours, then they're probably not the one for you. I mean, that's real. I mean, because it's a lot of time. You know, this is the time of year where it's starting to get warm and people start to take road trips. And there's a lot of folks that refuse, females, that refuse to take long road trips. So if your significant other does not want to take a long road trip with you, she's probably not the one for you.
You know what? I don't know if you do it on purpose. Sometimes I feel like your Daily Douglas fits right into what we're going to talk about. I don't know if you did it on purpose. But, like, if the Sixers can't muster some life tonight, then they're not the ones for us, and they're not the team we believe in. All right, listen, we got ourselves an elimination game up in New York tonight. And you know what today is about? Today is about hope. Today is about the hope meter for this series. I think we all realize the hole the Sixers have dug themselves. 3-1 yes. Is a problem. I mean, it's very hard to come back, especially without home court, to come back from a 3-1 deficit. Is it impossible?
Not at all.
No, it's not impossible.
LeBron did it.
LeBron has done it. You know, great players have done this. Teams have done this. They've come back from 3-1 down.
He didn't come back last night, but he's done it in the past.
Yes, right. The prime version of LeBron could do something like this. All right, you know what, Hugh? Let me wait. I'll hold on. You go first. Hugh, do you have hope for tonight?
Yes,
all right, I need
do.
You, maybe
I
maybe
do.
You could rally
I
the
do.
Troops.
Listen, I understand. Don't get it twisted. I understand where individuals like Black Gritty and other people that follow this team, where they are with this squad. They're tired. They've seen this forever. They've seen this for 10 seasons. They feel like they've been lied to. They feel like, you know, they've been taking their significant other out for dinner for the last couple of nights and they ain't never made it past second base. I understand that feeling. That's what it feels like dealing with this team right now. I'm not there. I haven't been here that long. And I understand that the process has made people weary. But I feel like tonight has to be the night where, you know, Joel Embiid calling out the fans, he has to step up to the plate and he has to play better. I think the big fella has it in him. They just need to come in and that, like his support cat, they got to do, you got Tobias Harris, you got to just give me a little bit more than 10 points. I know I'm saying you've been given as much as you can. We need you to do a little bit more, man.
Yeah.
Tyrese Maxey, the bench, we need y'all to do a little bit more, man. We need a little bit more than 8 points from the bench. The big fella's given a lot, and he's done a lot, not making any excuses for him. But we need a little bit more from the supporting cast, man. We need more from the supporting cast.
Well, they do. And, Hugh, I understand that they can get that, and it's not impossible that they get a little more for the supporting cast. And they could come out tonight and surprise us. And what before I tell you how I feel deep down, I will say this. This series hasn't been blowouts, right? It's not like either team is blowing the other one out. You know, if not for the nonsense at the end of game two, this is probably a 2-2 series. It's been mostly an even series in terms of just minute to minute. There's not like.
And then it was one that got away.
Yeah, right. Like, and, you know, you watch some of these games in the postseason, and some of these teams are up by 20 at some point, right? Like, teams blow the doors off. It's like that Timberwolves-Suns series was not competitive. This isn't like that. It's been a very competitive series. It's been close. The Sixers are on the wrong end of the big moments, and that's why they're down 3-1. So there is some hope tonight because these teams aren't total mismatches. In fact, the Sixers, I think we forget it now because a week has gone by and it stunk. The Sixers actually open up as the betting favorite. But Hugh, I'm glad you came in with some hope today because someone needs to. Because deep down, I don't really have much hope. I don't. You're not the only one, Joe.
You're not alone.
I don't. I want to believe the Sixers could do this. You know, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, we were sitting here saying this year feels different. Kyle laughed at us. He might have the last laugh on this one. It did feel different. It felt like they were trending in the right direction. It felt like the East was opening up. But the bottom line is they just haven't in this season, this series, and in general over the last few years found a way to dig deep when things go bad. Like, could they win tonight?
Yes.
Yeah, they could.
Do you think they are going to win tonight? No.
I do not, no. And maybe, you know, maybe the Game 7 Mother's Day, you know, rollover last year in Boston is on the top of my head. But I'm looking at a team right now that just lost a pivotal game at home, and now they have to go back on the road. And my concern tonight is the Knicks smell blood in the water, and they're coming out to try to knock the Sixers out.
They're
trying to knock them out tonight. Joel Embiid's history in knockout games and elimination games,
not great.
It's pretty poor. It really is. He has not stood up and carried the team to victory when they've needed it the most in these spots. And I just don't know if there's enough there. You know, we keep talking about the supporting cast. The Knicks have more guys. Kyle said that a lot yesterday. They do. They have more good players right now. The Sixers' best player is unfortunately not able to go. I want to have hope. Maybe someone could convince me today. I mean, Hugh did a good job to start us off. Maybe you guys could convince me today to have some hope for the rest of this series for tonight that the Sixers aren't going to roll over. Because I've seen way too many rollovers late in postseason series for me to believe this is going to be different. Last year, they rolled over in Boston. They rolled over and died in Game 7. Last year, or 2 years ago, excuse me, at home against Miami, they rolled over and died. Last 2 years ago before that, in 2021, they rolled over in Game 7 against the Atlanta Hawks. There's been a lot of rollovers from this group. They rolled over against the Celtics in the bubble 4 years ago. My gut feeling is they're done. My gut feeling is they're going to go down tonight. I hope I'm wrong. I would love for this thing to go 7, to come back here, win a game 6, actually hear the home fans cheer and not Knicks fans. But my gut feeling is that they're in big trouble as they go to New York tonight. And then I got to hear Joel Embiid on this one as well. We didn't get to this yesterday. But this slipped through the cracks here because part of this series going the wrong way has been the rebound, right? The Knicks have been rebounding the ball.
Oh, man, like fifth and second chance shots. Or I guess they wouldn't be called second chance. They'd be called sixth chance shots.
Six chances?
Yeah, because they get like it was one series where like they had about 8 shots.
I know.
They got the rebound and they got
it's unbelievable.
A couple times. So, yeah.
Yeah, the fact that they're getting more possessions is really the series, and we all wonder why. I think we kind of have a feeling the Knicks are a better rebounding team. They're more athletic. They are just fighting harder for the basketball, showing more heart out there. The Sixers center can't jump in the fourth quarter. That's a big problem. But there's also apparently the luck factor in all this. Joel Embiid on where the ball bounces. That's kind of the rebounding situation.
I think part of it is, you know, they got obviously the best player that did first, and they're okay with it. You know, taking 40 shots a game. And I think most of the time when you're in rotation or when you're trying to load up to make sure that he doesn't get easy shots, that kind of gives him a lot of open lanes to just attack the offensive glass. And it almost seems like they just know he's going to shoot it. So they're just getting ready to offensive rebound. And then if you're in the gap and by the time you turn around, your man is already past you. And then now you're left with a 3-on-2. But I don't even think that was an issue tonight. I think we had a lot of bad bounces. You know, you look at the game, every single shot, it just felt like you just kept falling in their hands. You know, sometimes you can do the best job possible to try to box out, but, you know, if the ball doesn't pass your way, there's nothing you can do about it.
Hugh, your thoughts on the bounces? That the rebounding has been about the bounces in this series.
Listen, I understand what you're saying, but the unfortunate situation that Joel Embiid is in, ain't nobody trying to hear all that, man. Like I'm not even trying to be funny. I like Joel Embiid and you know, former professional athlete. Got to give the man the respect that he deserves. But listen, at the end of the day, I ain't trying to hit that. Show me the baby. I mean, really, show me the baby. I mean, all of this explaining, you lost me when you started explaining in detail about how the luck of the draw and the ball doesn't bounce your way. I ain't trying to hear all that, man. Win a game. Like, seriously. Win a game. No, there's not a fan out there. There's nary fan out there that want to hear all that. And that's not being mean. That's just being real. That's coming from a perspective of a former professional athlete that has been in situations like this, knowing for a fact that ain't nobody trying to hear all that. They just want to hear you. They just want to see you go out there and talk about winning a basketball game, football game, hockey game, baseball game, whatever the game is. Just go win the game, man.
It's also nonsense. I mean, that's like there's, you know, I appreciate when an athlete could take us inside and say something that we can't see it, or we don't understand it, right? Like the angles and bounces of a rebound and high level basketball. I don't understand that. Like I was never gifted enough, but I never played to that level where I get it, what he's trying to say. But I could check the numbers and say, that's baloney, Joel. In game, so one of his points was, well, Brunson takes all their shots, so they all kind of know they could crash the glass, right? In game one, Jalen Brunson had 26 shots. The leading Sixers shooter that night had 26 shots, same amount. The Knicks had 23 offensive rebounds, and the Sixers had 9. I mean, come on. Like, you can't pull the wool over my eyes and tell me, well, it's just because of this and that. They're out-hustling you, man.
Yeah, I can't. Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with it because, you know, I understand you know way more basketball than I do, and your explanation was probably spot on. But at the end of the day, when I'm watching that series where the Knicks shot the ball one time and they got the rebound, then the second time, they got the rebound. As a layman, I looked at that and I said, huh, looks like they're hustling a little bit harder. You know what I mean? It's like there's a little bit more hustle with those guys than the other guys. So, you know, your explanation might be spot on. But what my eyes are showing me is that, hey, those guys look like they want it just a little bit more.
Yeah, it feels to me like Hartenstein and Josh Hart are playing like their careers are on the line, and Tobias Harris is playing like
they're playing in the moment.
Yeah, he's playing like he's halfway out of here, and the center can't jump. That's what I see, and I don't need to be an expert to see anything. 215-592-9494. Kyle, what are you feeling? We have an elimination game up in New York tonight.
Mm-hmm. I'm feeling like it's time to turn our attention to the offseason for the Sixers because they're done. I mean, they have no chance to win the series. Once Joel Embiid said that they're going to win the series, they needed to win the next two games in Philadelphia, or it was over. All the momentum feels zapped right now. I have no faith in any of these role players, especially on the road, to give Joel and Maxey any type of help. I mean, Tobias Harris is a joke and a bum, and Buddy Hield doesn't see the court, and there's a good reason for that, because he's also a joke and a bum, and it's not strong, Hugh. It's the truth.
I just like it when you say it.
Here's the way I look at it. Like, I think the Sixers screwed around too long and let Jalen Brunson get hot. And, I mean, their opportunity was in the beginning of the series when he was not shooting well, and they blew it. So I think it's over. I think tonight's the night where the Sixers season ends.
215-592-9494. If you have any hope left for the Sixers, some people do. Hugh does. I wish I did.
I believe.
Yeah, I know you believe. I mean, you're a believer. You're an optimistic guy.
I gotta have faith.
You always do. You have faith, and I appreciate that. There it is.
I do, man. Tonight's gonna be a good night. Nobody? Anybody? Anybody?
Quick little injury update here. A little news breaking as we speak. According to Tim Bontemps of ESPN, Joel Embiid missed shoot around this morning with a migraine. His status for tonight's game is questionable.
I'm not worried about that. He's going to play.
I'm sure he's going to play.
He got a little headache. Get some Tylenol. He'll be ready. Catch a little nap. You know what I mean?
Is that a good omen, though? A good sign this morning?
I'm not worried. Like, listen, Joe, I'm not about to play into that past trauma that you have when it comes to this basketball team. I'm not about to do that.
Yeah, and listen, I get migraines. They're annoying. They can move away in a couple hours, and hopefully he'll be at his best.
I like how you gave him the benefit of that. You know, they happen.
They do. I mean, I get them. A lot of people get them. But anyway, Tim Bontemps, ESPN reporting, Joel Embiid missed the shoot around this morning with a migraine. So we're off to
this is awesome.
Wonderful start here this morning. 215-592-9494. Any hope left?
The bullhorn for me, it's the bullhorn for me.
When does that sound during the game tonight? Is because that's going to be in my head. Like when Hart's on a breakaway and hits a three, when Brunson passes to him for a three, and the Knicks are down or up seven.
Yeah, if they're down at half, this has like game seven Boston vibes.
Well, I can't be. I'll turn it off. I mean, last year I watched the whole thing because I knew it was a game seven against Boston, and we were going to react the next day. If they start acting like they did in Boston last year, I'm out. I'll turn the TV off. I'll put the Phillies on tonight. I'm not watching them get blown out by 30 in an elimination game. Chris in Middletown's up. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. How we doing today?
What's up, Chris?
Chris, we're trying to find some hope and faith today. Hugh's trying to provide it here.
I got to talk to Mr. Douglas first here, Joe.
Okay.
Hugh?
Yes.
I get it. You know, you are the emotional guy of this show. You know, you're trying to believe and have faith and use your emotions, but let me, you know, Chris in Middletown is a facts guy, never emotions.
Never.
Never hype.
Never emotion at all.
No, so I got to bring it back to earth. The banana is like lodged in that tailpipe.
It's a wrap.
I'm telling you, dude, don't get in the car, Hugh. Don't get in the car, all right? Listen, Joe, you said this perfectly in your open. We've been out-hustled. We've been out-dogged. We've been out-rebounded. Rebounds are a heart stat. You have to want it. It's desire. And the fact that we're getting out-rebounded like nobody's business, it's no shocker that we're losing 3-1 to a team when we say, hey, from a talent level, they play with a lot of energy and passion, but we're better than them. Why are we down 3-1? Because they have heart. They have passion. They have desire. They have a dog. What do we have? We have Mr. Excuse Machine, Joel Embiid. He's supposedly one of the best players in the game, but in the fourth carton, he's turned into the milk carton man. All right? He's nowhere to be found in crunch time. He has no passion. All he has passion for is making excuses, blaming others, and now he's talking about, well, we're getting out rebounded because, you know, they're clearing the lane and blah, blah. Shut up. Take your excuses and shut up. I'm tired of your garbage, your softness, your excuse machine. This isn't the first year. This is your career. It's all you dumb idiot callers that want to call in, he's MVP, he's this, he's that. Where is he in crunch time? Where is he when it matters? Every time in the playoffs, he does this. And what is he doing, guys? He's already laying the excuse for tonight. Oh, I had a headache. I was a game-time decision. Because you're not Jordan. You can't show up in crunch time and put the team on your back and score 50 and win. You're going to sit there and you're pre-laying your excuses as you always do because you're soft. His eyes said it all when he elbowed Brunson. Brunson came right up to him, and what did he do? You notice in the street. You know that look. When somebody checks you, you don't look at them like that. You look through them like, dog, you got the wrong one here. You don't want a piece of this. That's what Brunson did to him, and what did Embiid do? Embiid covered. Oh, man, I don't know what you're talking about. To me, that already told me what that means. That means that man's soft, and Brunson looked at him and said, you got no heart. I'll eat you alive if we go behind the building after the game. You got nothing. You're soft. You're scared. Guys, this team is done. They are so done that they're burnt. They're toast. The knife's in them. The fork's in them. They're done. Sorry, guys.
Chris, we appreciate it. You know what? You know how it is. It hits when even Chris can't get optimistic about something.
Yeah,
I mean, that guy.
I tried.
I know you did. You gave him a little bet at the end to try to get here.
See, I'm from that old school, man, and I try to understand the new wave athlete. I do. But coming from where I came from, and you know, we all have adversity, so I'm not about to, you know, play the adversity card. But there are certain things that there are no excuses. You just got to get it done. Like, it's just a part of being, to me, a professional athlete. Like, and to sit there, and again, everything that he's saying might be true. Ain't nobody trying to hear that, man. Ain't nobody trying to hear that. You know, it's funny because Rhea just sent me a text. And she said, I know what's wrong with him. And I asked her what it was. Now, cannot repeat what Rhea said. I cannot repeat what she said. But you know what? We work at WWE. Use your imagination. You know Rhea. You know her just as well as I do. Use your imagination. And it's one of those things, man, where I can't, like, and when people make excuses, and I understand that you love the player and things like that, but as a former professional athlete, there are certain things that when you come into this, that you know for a fact that that excuse dog ain't gonna hunt. I'm sick. I stubbed my toe. Like, anytime, I was always under the mindset that regardless to what I had going on, if it was in my personal life or my physical ability or whatever, that when I walked out there on that field, I lose all those excuses because nobody cares. When I went to Jacksonville, I knew my knee was jacked up, and I was told that, you know, you would have a chance to heal, but that wasn't the case. Couldn't say anything about it. Just had to go out there and get it done. Didn't get it done. And people were like, what's wrong with you? Nothing. I can't. Nobody cares about that. That's not an excuse that I could readily use. I stunk. I didn't play well. I was hurt, but nobody cared about that. I got to go. I have to go out there and I have to do my job, and I didn't get it done. Bottom line, you have to go out there and you have to do your job.
Well, that's it for tonight. Like, I don't care about a migraine or a knee or whatever tonight. It's an elimination game. Like, of all of the Sixers' playoff failures over the years, this one's going to be up there in the Embiid era. They were favored in this series. Who's the second best player on the Knicks? Anunoby? Like, who's their Hart? Like, this, that, we're gonna go down in five to a team whose second best player is Josh Hart, and I like Josh Hart.
A bunch of tryhards.
Yeah, like, and he's a good NBA player, but come on. You know, it's one thing to go down to Jimmy Butler. It's one thing to go down to the Celtics. Like, these teams are teams that make the finals every year. The Knicks aren't going to the finals. The Knicks aren't a great basketball team. They are a good team. They're well coached. I mean, we've seen it for four games now. They try hard. They're tough, gritty. Yeah, but they're not a title team. It's one thing to go down to a team like that has Jimmy Butler and Eric Spoelstra or the Celtics. They're more talented. This one would, if they go down in five to the Knicks, it stinks.
Well, we have another missing Sixer at shoot around. Kelly Oubre, not feeling well. He's not a shoot around.
But between the two of them, I feel like Kelly gonna come to play. Kelly has had a tumultuous time here in Philadelphia.
What's Kelly's issue? He's sick. He's sick like Maxi was the other night.
Yeah. So Keith Pompey said Kelly Oubre did not feel well this morning and will not attend shoot around.
Jordan flu game. Low enough for
yeah,
Kelly Oubre.
It is.
This is a joke.
Jordan
quite frankly.
Flu game.
Everybody's locked in.
Everybody locked in. This is Jordan flu game, man. This is a good sign. I feel it's a good sign.
Your ability to spin anything into a good sign. I say,
no, I just feel like
it's admirable.
This is Jordan. Like, I know I'm not the only person that when I hear guys are sick before a big game that thinks Jordan flu game. This is their Jordan flu game. I'm holding on to that, Joe, regardless of how you look at me. If I'm crazy
the part of that that's missing is the Jordan part.
It's Kelly Oubre.
Jordan flu game loading right now, tonight.
215-592-9490. Do you have any hope left for the Sixers? Game five tonight up in New York.
I'm not gonna let y'all get me.
I know, and maybe by the end of the show I'll have some optimism. You will make me optimistic. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Maybe. All right. Plus, we gotta get to this on the other side. Our afternoon host yesterday, he may have filled out my entire Joel Embiid excuse bingo card in one segment. I get in the car, it was unbelievable. We gotta let you hear what Spike had to say yesterday. The Embiid excuses begin even before elimination arrives, and we'll see how much we can fill out of this card from yesterday. 215-592-9494. Plus, we got a prize today. That means we got one of our favorite games.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other
other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
It's for you.
I'm a believer. I am, dog. I'm sorry.
You don't have to
apologize. Regardless of the excuses that I hear, I still have faith in Joel Embiid and this team. That's why I don't bet.
You'd be broke.
I'd be broke as hell.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh's not betting, but he's believing. I'm not betting on this one either tonight. But my faith is certainly shook after what we saw in the first four games, specifically game number four. The fourth quarter is by Joel. Not good enough. The Sixers are underdogs tonight. They're going to need a miracle to come back and win this series. Starts tonight. 215-592-9494. Do you have any hope left for the Sixers? Right back to your phone calls. We have to get to the bingo board, which was filled up basically in a segment yesterday with Spike and Ike on the afternoon show. We'll get to that in a few minutes. But we do have a prize to give away today. And, Hugh, you know how we give away prizes on this show. When we have them, we have a little game we like to play called Hugh's Clues.
So we haven't done this in a while, but I have been told by more than one individual that I need to do better with the first clue because it's a little ambiguous.
So you want to make it a little bit more, we're going to narrow it down a little bit.
I want to give a clue that helps people kind of see where I'm going with this just a little bit.
Okay.
So I'm trying to work on that.
Before you give your clue, here's where you are playing for today. Pair of tickets to comedian Brian Regan on October 18th at the Miller Theater in Philadelphia. Tickets go on sale 10 a.m. Friday, May 3rd. All right, so we got a pair of tickets to give away. Comedian October 18th at the Miller Theater. Okay, so what are we, what's your first clue today?
My first clue is this. This actor had a popular show in the 90s, regardless to what Kyle says.
Yeah, okay, so just take it behind the scenes a little bit. Pre-show meeting. We're brainstorming here. Hugh comes up with this idea. And Kyle just
poo-poos
it as if it's not a big deal. The whole thing was a big deal. Just get over it.
Well, my whole thing is it can't be that popular if I never heard of it.
Well, how are you again?
I'm 28.
Yeah, exactly.
But
yeah,
I've heard of plenty of TV shows that were popular from even the 70s.
Well,
so,
you missed it. It just slipped through the crack because this was a popular show.
It can't be that popular then, is
no,
all I'm saying.
This was a good show. I like this show. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, so we're looking for the actor who had a show in the 90s.
Like, I didn't even recognize the name when I saw it.
Well, that's on you.
Kyle don't even like lavender, man. You can't trust those cows. Kyle cannot stand the smell
stinks.
Of lavender.
It stinks.
Lavender is
well,
very
it has a scent.
Calming.
Lavender has a
it,
scent.
It does not calm me.
I know, because every day you smell it, you're like, what is that?
Well, then it's debunked.
So,
just like this just like the show being popular.
You're just angry.
I think this is more about the Sixers than it is about the lavender, if we're being honest.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, is that not okay?
It is okay, but the lavender is calming.
It is calming.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's working for you guys. It's not creeping into the studio.
I feel so, like, since I've been wearing lavender, dog, I just feel so calm. I feel so loving and nurturing.
I mean, you smell like incense.
I do not smell like incense.
See, this is. I think the lavender is part of why you have hope for the Sixers.
I think he was trying to attract a witch. By burning incense.
Well, we went over this before. The witches are what he's looking for.
Wait a minute, right. Do you think Wiccans like lavender?
I think Wiccans are attracted to incense.
It's
like a thing. Yeah.
It's lavender.
It's incense.
Now, incense is way stronger than lavender. Lavender,
yes. Lavender
like,
is a subtle kind of
it is.
Summery.
You're basically WIP's Kyrie Irving.
Really?
Yeah. Well, things are about to get real interesting around here.
Look,
it's
going to be about a little different.
All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Your chance for your first guest at Hugh's Clues Give the clue again, Hugh. The number one clue is?
This
clue?
Actor had a popular show in the 90s.
All right, let's go back to the phones here, and then we'll get to our little Joel Embiid excuse bingo, which I think we could fill up with a couple cuts of Spike yesterday on the afternoon show. Let's go to Jay in West Philly starting us off this time. What's up, Jay?
What's up, Hugh? How you feeling today?
What's going on, man?
Hey, Hugh.
Yo, what's up, man?
Hollis Thomas, Darren Walker. How big were they in your career?
Hollis was pretty big. Darren, I say Darren was probably just a hair under 300 pounds.
No, I mean, as far as role players and helping you out. With,
oh, I thought you meant like size.
No, I ain't worried about how big he was.
Like D-Walk, when D-Walk got here, man, him and Corey, that was a huge help. That was
huge help, right? So role players helped you do what you do, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, and you look at Denver last night, right? Jokic was what, the third scorer? You see his role players won Jamal Murray won two games for Michael Porter Jr., the best player.
Was he the shot at the end of the game?
He won two games.
Yeah, yeah.
Did I miss it or misread it? Did he have 20 rebounds last night, Nikola Jokic? 20.
Hey, Hugh, but Jamal Murray.
I guess he ain't talking to Joe. It's funny because usually they do me like that. That's fine.
We'll just overlook the 20 rebounds last night.
What'd you say, Jay?
So Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. basically won that series, right?
No.
The supporting cast helped out.
Nikola Jokic was the best player in the series.
Hugh. I was saying.
Yes, I hear you, Jay. I'm with you, Jay.
Okay, you know what? I'll make it easier. I'll turn my mic off. You guys could talk nonsense. I'll be over here. You know what? Shut up.
We can talk real sports now. Now we can talk. So the role players do help out, right?
They do.
Okay, when the starting players, so everybody needs Pippen. Jordan didn't win without Pippen.
That
didn't win without Kobe or Dwayne Wade.
I'm
saying. So the role players have to step up.
They got
to
give you something.
I heard Elliot said today, he said, when the game came down to it, the Knicks made plays and Embiid didn't. So the one
down the stretch, though. You can't be the biggest dude on the court and have two rebounds in four games.
Dude, Joker was the biggest guy on the court, but when it came to game-winning plays, his perimeter players and his role players helped.
Yeah, when they were in the position to help, but
you can't get
a Knicks 18 second chance or okay,
so he got
a second chance.
So he got to box out all five players.
No, but he got it. Like Jay, he got to get some rebounds, man, in the fourth quarter.
And he need better role players around him.
I give you that. And Jay, I've said the bench did him no favors in these games. The bench did him no favors.
And Nurse got out coached because they run their offense through him at the top of the perimeter. So what Thibodeau do? Put a perimeter defender on.
Yeah,
but
you know what? You know what it is, Jay.
Rodney Pete, Mr. Maxey, everybody love him.
Hey, you know what it is, though, Jay. I hear what you're saying, and you're right. But when you're the best player on the court, and we do agree that Joel Embiid is the best player on the court, right? That's not for him to use those excuses. That's for us to discuss. And that's the problem that I think a lot of people have with Joel Embiid is because it feels like, you know, when you're the best player. You can't make excuses, though, Jay.
Dude,
I mean, real talk.
A lot of these people that's calling and yelling lost money. They sound like better. Sound like they put their checks up and then they mad. They mad at the world because of him. Well, watch the games.
Yeah, but watch, you know, I will say this, Jay. As being a former professional athlete, it's up to us, like the pundits, Joe. We can debate whether or not Joel Embiid needs help. Joel Embiid can't have that debate. He can't say that.
I wish my boy Five spoke up more. And I know y'all was heated. Y'all ran out there with Thrash and Pinkston, man. I know y'all was heated.
No comment.
Y'all needed better players. Don't just because they old teammates, they smoke.
Man, Todd Pinkston, my frat brother. Leave my frat brother.
Five the world.
Leave my frat brother alone, man.
Jay, you have a guess now that the Jay and Hugh show is over. You have a guess here, Jay?
If you going, no. I ain't trying to be at no event with you, man. No.
That's not an event. You're winning.
It's a comedy show,
man. You have the two tickets. I'm in the Jay. Jay, I'm not going with you. Do you want to guess for the tickets? I'm not going.
I'm showing up.
All right, cool. I'll guess it then.
What do you got?
Was it the Jamie Foxx show?
It's a good guess. Jay, that's not it. Moving of the Jay Show. Is that good there? You know my favorite part? Now that I listened to the show, I could comment on the Jay Show.
Yes, you
okay?
got it.
My, this is, we have a disease that we have as sports fans in Philadelphia.
What's that?
We make the role players more important in our minds than the star players. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Talking about the role players that carry Nikola Jokic. He had 20 rebounds last night. 20 rebounds in the game. Like, you ever turn on ESPN? You ever notice they don't talk about Steve Kerr and John Paxson when they're talking about Michael Jordan? They talk about Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Okay? Like this, I understand every team needs role players to help. We all recognize that. But that doesn't hold weight to me when the star player doesn't do enough. If Joel Embiid goes out there tonight and has 12 points in the fourth quarter and has 4 rebounds in the fourth quarter and everybody else turns the ball over and trips over themselves, then I will acknowledge that tomorrow and we will talk about it. Yeah. Well, they'll probably win the game if Joel plays really well in the fourth quarter. But, like, we can't – Joel didn't do anything last fourth quarter, and we got people saying, well, what about the role players? He's the best player.
Yeah, and you know, the unfortunate thing, like I was telling Jay, about everything that is going on with Joel Embiid, it just feels like a lot of times, like the fact that he has a migraine, which it's – I mean, migraines are migraines. But it just feels like all the time that he has a built-in excuse. And that's the one thing, when you think about all those star players that had all those supporting cast members around them that they never did.
Mm.
Like, that's the biggest difference. You know, and I hate to be that old guy that talks about the past, but it didn't feel like that back in the day. Like, when guys didn't play well, they said, hey, I got to play better. And you left it at that because at the end of the day, man, we live in a world now where everybody has an opinion about you, and they're going to give you their opinion of you. So when you go out there and you talk about how, you know, rebounds are luck, and, you know, you talk about how, you know, other guys got to do better, and you're the one that everybody's looking towards, that, you know, you're the guy that's making all the money, you're the biggest guy on the court, and you make excuses like that, that tends to rub people the wrong way.
Yeah, let me give you an example, and I'm not trying to say Joel is this guy or needs to be this good, because he'll never be this good, and that's okay. Remember when the whole thing was LeBron had never won and he choked in his first finals with the Heat? And the next year they're down 3-2 on the road in Boston, game 6. It was probably the best first half I've ever seen LeBron James play, and he's played a million great halves. Okay, so they're down 3-2 to the Boston Celtics. LeBron's about to choke away his second year in Miami and be the biggest loser of all time because he can't win. They're down 3-2 on the road in Miami, game 6. And let me tell you some of the point totals of the role players for Miami that night. Udonis Haslam had 6 points. Shane Battier had 8 points. Mario Chalmers had 9 points. Juwan Howard, the ghost of Juwan Howard, chipped in 2. Chris Bosh, the third star, had 7. LeBron James went 45-15-5 and crushed the Boston Celtics. That's how championships are won in the NBA. The best player in an elimination game crushes the opponent. Tonight's not about Tobias Harris, everybody. I mean, we'll kill him tomorrow because he stinks. But tonight's not about Tobias Harris. Joel Embiid's got to be the best player on the court. That's it. He's got to be the best player on the court tonight. OG.
Congratulations, Tobias Harris.
OG in Warrington. What's up, OG?
How are you, fellas? How you doing?
What's up,
What's
man?
Up, OG?
All right, man. It's the Doc Rivers voice from last week.
Had anyone ever told you that you kind of sound like Doc until we did?
No, man. It's like, I guess I should quit smoking. All right, before you guys tell me I need a lobotomy, and I will tell you that I don't have any psychiatric illnesses, I got to make a point. I thought about it for a while, and we've got to trade Joel Embiid, and hear me out. Every year, it's 10 years now, every year there's either another injury or another excuse. A long time ago, Mike Singletary with the 49ers had a player where he said, you can't win with him. Remember
the tight end.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a tight end. Can't remember his name.
Vernon Davis.
Vernon.
You're supposed to trade a player a year before, not a year after. You're never going to get more for him than you're going to get now. He may be worth 3 first-round picks, maybe a swap of players, whatever. But I really think the Sixers are never going to win a championship with Joel Embiid. I want to hear your thoughts, and I have a final point.
Well, OG, my gut is they're not going to win with Embiid either. The only way I think they can win with him is if somehow he didn't have to be the best player on the team. And obviously that's very, very difficult to find a player better than him to kind of make him a number two option instead of the number one option. So, OG, my gut for years has been they're probably not going to win. It's disappointing. I hope we're wrong, OG. I mean, that's it. I hope we're wrong. But, yeah, they got to make big decisions. They got to either add a special player this offseason or think about how they fix this thing. All right, what's your last point?
My final point is I think fully that they're going to lose by between 15 and 20 points tonight, and that's going to put the nail in the coffin for Embiid's stay here. And I want to hear if anybody else thinks the same way. You guys have a great day. Love you.
You got it, OG. Appreciate it. OG in Warrington, who now—
I definitely don't think that.
I know you don't.
I definitely don't think that they're going to lose by 15 to 20 tonight. I think that they're going to win tonight, and I think they're going to win in epic fashion.
So 15 to 20 would be a little surprising based on this series.
Yeah, it's been pretty close.
Yeah, I mean, the games have all been pretty competitive. Is the biggest score differential in any of the games the game the Sixers won? I think it is.
Yeah, I would think it is. Because I think the Sixers in this series are only, like, the total point margins, like, a couple points.
Even though they've lost three games.
Yes.
Yeah, because the Knicks wins have been close and the Sixers won, whatever the score was 2 nights ago.
So was that more
ago.
Doc Rivers propaganda?
Well, he thinks that they'll never win with Embiid and that they should trade Embiid. So, yeah, I mean, again, I appreciate if it is Doc Rivers that he's playing into the bid and continue to call. I mean, isn't he facing elimination tonight as well, Doc Rivers? Taking the time in his morning to call
the VIP? I think he's calling back, too.
Do we have more Doc Rivers
here?
Yeah,
I think so.
Is there more OG or is this Doc? Is this the real Doc? What's going on, Doc?
You guys got to get over yourselves. I mean, this is just too much. I kind of agree about trading Joel. I mean, I would start with the fans, though. Get rid of your own fans.
Get rid of the fans. But we live here.
Trade all of them. You got booed out of your own house. You got no leg to stand on. And it is Embiid's fault. It's all on him. I agree with you, Joe. By the way, video of you, Douglas, doing crunches. Well, you got to do that for about a month and a half.
I'm a work in progress, Coach.
Without stopping, it's shredding season. Let's go.
Don't you have a big game tonight, Doc?
I do. I'm out of here. Goodbye.
See ya. There he goes. We got two Doc Rivers here on the phone lines. Wow.
It's a lot of propaganda.
There's a lot of Doc.
A lot going on. A
lot of Doc. Taking a shot at Hugh for no reason there. All right, can we have the opposite side of taking shots? Can we have apologies here? All right, so I leave yesterday. I get in the car. And I've really enjoyed the first couple weeks of the new afternoon show. Spike and Ike and Jack are doing a great job. It's a really good show. And I get in. I'm like, all right, you know what? I want to hear today what Spike and Ike and Jack think of that performance, that nonsense that we saw in Game 4, where the best player had, you know, just a miserable fourth quarter and the team loses. And what I was treated to was literally Joel Embiid excuse bingo. Here was some of it yesterday in the afternoon show.
Most of what I've heard today on the radio station from hosts and callers alike is crushing Embiid. That this is a condemnation of Joel Embiid. See, we told you. He wouldn't come through. He only had 1 point in the fourth quarter. See, we told you. And I am here to tell you that it is not last night, yesterday, and them being down 3-1, this is not Joel Embiid's failure. This is everyone around Joel Embiid who failed him. You know, Daryl Morey has failed Joel Embiid. Nick Nurse has failed Joel Embiid. The other players on the team have failed Joel Embiid. Here's what I've watched through this series. I watched Game 1, the Knicks superstar, Jalen Brunson, shoot like 7 for 28. And yet somehow, some way, two role players out of nowhere, you know, Josh Hart and Dante DiVincenzo come through and they win the game. Right, and no one says a word about Jalen Brunson shooting 20% from the field. Game 2, Jalen Brunson shoots 7 for 29, but Josh Hart, Dante DiVincenzo, the rest of the team comes through, pulls it through, gets him to the end.
Bingo! You know, we hit bingo that was just one cut. I wrote it down. Everyone else, Maury, Nurse, other players, role players, Josh Hart. If we keep going, I think we may be able to fill two bingo lanes. Do we have more of this?
No, there's more.
Oh, let's hear one more.
Game 3, Embiid scores 50 points, but we do get one contribution from a role player in campaign that helps get the game over the top. And then yesterday, in the fourth, it has been so bad with him off the court, and it was so bad for 2 minutes yesterday in the first half that they could not sit him. game one, the game was lost in the 3 minutes he wasn't on the court at the end of the second quarter. Game two was lost because Tyrese Maxey doesn't call timeout. Kyle Lowry doesn't call timeout. Nick Nurse doesn't call timeout. And then yesterday is such a failure on Maxey and Nurse specifically that this guy is dragging ass because he's played the entire second half because no one can dream of them staying in the game without him on there. And they need one guy to organize the offense to and they can't do it. And they can't get him an entry. He fouls out Isaiah Hartenstein, and then they can't get him an entry pass for the rest of the game.
On-off minutes, the bench, Nurse, Maxey, Lowry. I filled up two lines of bingo. Can we hear it again?
Bingo!
We won twice, you. Twice.
Yeah, I heard it. And you know what? You know what's funny about everything that Spike is saying? Like, there is some validity.
Well, of course.
To that.
Of course. And I think we'd all recognize the coach has not been perfect and the role players have struggled.
But here's
yeah.
the kicker. And again, going back to that to OG, because I'm the old head that used to play sports. I played with a bunch of guys that at any given point, if we were down, they felt that they were going to be the one that was going to be the difference maker. That's how you, regardless of what the situation was, regardless of how tired you felt, any of that. I can remember vividly being in a huddle with a bunch of guys that felt like they were going to be the one that was going to be the difference maker. And the difference in this situation is Joel Embiid is the biggest guy on the court. Too much that is given, much is asked. That's a fact. That's how I look at things. I look at him like that to this day. You have no room for excuses as the biggest dude on the court. At any given time during this series, Joel Embiid was the best player on the court, regardless of his knee situation, Bell's pause. I know he's dealing with a lot. But your size advantage is huge. And there were a lot of times where I can honestly say, like, if you're tired, I get it. But your effort, you got to give effort, man. You have to give effort. And a lot of times you saw, for lack of a better way of saying it, fatigue make a coward out of you. Because that's what that used to be the saying back in the day. Fatigue makes a coward out of us all. So you got to do everything that you possibly can to not be that fatigued. And, you know, when you talk about, he's right, because anytime Embiid was not on the floor, if he wasn't on the floor for a 10-minute stretch, it'd probably have been a 20-point lead. But that's who you are. That's what's expected of you, big dog. You gotta step up to the plate.
It's an elimination game tonight. The season is on the line. Here's what I need out of Joel tonight. Enough of the excuses, enough of everybody else. I'm not asking him to go above and beyond what I think we believe he's capable of. You know what I want tonight at Joel Embiid? I'm gonna set the bar very simple. I'm not saying 60 points. I'm not even going to say 50 again. He had a 50-point game in this series. That was remarkable. 35 points. He averaged 34-7 during the season. I want 35 points, 11 rebounds. These are his averages for the season. And I want him to shoot the ball over 50%. That's it. I'm not asking for 50 points. Play to your regular season average. Play to the level that we know you can play at. Shoot it efficiently, score points, get rebounds. And as far as minutes goes, yeah, tonight and the playoffs call for 40-plus minutes. That's how championships are won. That's it. Like, it's an elimination game. 215-592-9494. For a lot to do today, we have a prize to give away, a pair of tickets to give away, and Hugh gave the first clue out a few minutes ago. We'll get to some Eagles stuff coming up. Your phone calls on the Sixers. A.J. Brown is set to speak at 1:15. We'll carry it live as A.J. Brown speaks for the first time since signing a new contract. And maybe my favorite quote to come for the draft, Howie Roseman, also known as Big Pimpin. You'll hear that next. I love that cut. I love the Big Pimpin.
He didn't
one.
Know what to say.
I know. He really didn't. We'll hear it next. And some interesting odds as it pertains to the NFC East. All coming up. 215-592-9490 for Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Everyone knows by now the major news. The new big acquisition. Kyle Schwarber's newest teammate. Me. No, I'm not playing for the Fightins, but as you've heard, I've partnered with Kyle on Yards Brewing Company's Philly Standard Beer, the tailgate beer. This season when Kyle goes yard, beers are on Kyle. At bars all over the area, you can enjoy a free Philly Standard the day after Kyle goes yard. Download the Yards Brewing Company app for details and participating bars. Yards Brewing Company, celebrating 30 years, made by Philadelphia. Drink responsibly.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.